Alison Bechdel wakes abruptly from a troubled dream.
What the... Hun, what are you shooting at?
Sorry, hun. Thought you were awake. That bear was in the compost again. I was just scaring it off.
Oh, well, I'm awake now. I had another dream about the TV show.
Hun, you've either got to let go of it or get more involved.
I know.
Allison's socks, newly purged of any pairs that inspired melancholy or ennui, lie in soothing, regimental array. Yet as she gets dressed, she finds it hard to shake the feeling of impending doom.
Whoa, careful, kitties. Try not to trip the hand that feeds you.
The whole house is quite tidy, the result of a recent bout of Swedish death cleaning.
Good morning, Tiger Lily. Oh, good morning, Bunter. Good morning, Millie. How are you today, Gandalf the Grey? And Tom Yum? You little freak.
The sunrise is a lovely shade of apricot. It looks like it's coming through a cottagecore Instagram filter. No doubt the effect of the wildfires 3,000 miles away.
Even in states where abortion is available, the influx of patients from red states with severe restrictions has created lengthy waiting times for the procedure. After flying 50 asylum seekers from Texas to the island of Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts, Governor DeSantis remarked, "Suck on that, blue state betas." Hurricane Fiona, after causing massive damage in Puerto Rico, is headed for Nova Scotia, where it's expected to be the most intense post-tropical cyclone ever to hit Canada. So far, anyway. In London, mourners line the streets for the Queen's state funeral. Here's Astrid Middleditch.
It's just been absolutely top hole. No one does pomp and ceremony like us Brits.
Allison has been having a hard time envisioning her future lately. Or any future. Yet somehow, remarkably, she keeps getting up and going about her routine. Allison loves routine. She especially enjoys making Holly's coffee and bringing it to her in bed. It makes her feel like Leopold Bloom. Why is she thinking about Ulysses? It had been an annoying slog in college. True, she'd gotten some mileage out of it later in the graphic memoir about her dad, with all those pretentious Joycean references. And of course, if it hadn't been for that book, she'd have had to get a real job long ago. But she doesn't need a Joycean reference to explain why she likes the coffee ritual. Holly's perpetual and unflagging enthusiasm is enough.
Thank you for my tray of loveliness.
At any rate, it pulls Allison out of her own head for a second or two.
You're welcome. What are you doing today?
Sal's coming over to help me finish that timber frame chicken coop. Then I'll finish sanding my new sculpture. Then I have to can 90 pounds of tomatoes. How about you?
How Allison envies the concreteness of Holly's projects. In the 15 years since her memoir came out, she's been circling around the writing of her next book. At last, she has finished the proposal.
Hopefully I'll hear from Heloise, and hopefully she's gotten some interest.
Heloise C. Bland is Allison's literary agent.
Don't worry, hun. She's gonna sell it. And even if she doesn't, look! I just sold another compost bin!
Allison also envies Holly's eternal wellspring of optimism.
It's going to take a lot of worm composting bins to support us in the style to which we've become accustomed.
We'll adjust.
I better go feed the goats.
What on earth had made Allison think they could afford to run a pygmy goat sanctuary? The cats accompany Allison as she heads out to the barn, past the new, fully loaded electric Ford pickup truck. What had made her think they could afford that, either?
Good morning, Lula. Good morning, Dot. Oh, good morning, Frankie. Hello, Frida. Hi, Roxy.